Aboriginal legends related to Genesis?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of One Blood, The Biblical Answer to Racism. Well, Ken, why would the Australian Aborigines have legends that sound so much like some of the events we find in the Bible?
Well, very simply, it's because they're related to you and me. You see, the Bible tells us that all people go back to Noah and his three sons, and further back to Adam and Eve. In other words, all people are related. The ancestors of the Australian Aborigines are the same ancestors as yours and mine. The Aborigines themselves even have marvelous evidence that this is true. They've legends called Dreamtime legends, handed down from one generation to the next. And long before they met missionaries, they had these stories that actually sound very much like Genesis chapters 1 to 11. For instance, the god Najara warned a man he was going to send a flood, and the man was to build a raft to take food and the animals, and the raft landed on a mountain. Well, I believe this is the changed version of the biblical account of Noah's flood. They also have legends about woman being made while man was asleep. You know, even though their stories have been changed from the original, the elements of the truth of the Genesis account are actually still obvious.
The book of Genesis can help answer the question, why is there so much death and suffering in this world if there's a creator? Well, Ken Ham looks at this controversial topic in a free booklet he's provided to you on our website, answersradio.com. Just log on to answersradio.com.